A new initiative aims to preserve Klukwan's heritage through storytelling, and a trip down memory lane in celebration of the Southeast Alaska State Fair's 50th anniversary. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. As the Southeast Alaska State Fair marks its 50th year, KHNS is airing stories of fairs past. This one comes from Tom Cosgrove.
I have been going to the fair at least 25 years, and I've missed one or two there, but my kids, who are now 17 and 19, have never missed a fair. And it's been a big part of who they are. They look forward to it all summer. The years, like I said, we're talking about specifically is 2004, 2005, and 2006. Because in those years, in a brief moment in time, there was a pedal tractor competition for the young ones. And I'm talking about six and under. And these were little tiny John Deere tractors. Green, looked just like the John Deere, and they were pedal. The first year that it was held in Harriet Hall, on a green strip of faux grass, some kind of carpet. And we don't really remember a lot about that year other than it set the hook for competition for my daughter, Natalie. She was thrilled by this whole thing. And she got a sense of it. It's like, you know what? I can excel at this. And so the whole next year, she was talking about it, getting ready for it, all about the tractors. And so when we get there, this particular year, so it was held at the Main Stage Pavilion, and this time there was a crowd, same strip of green carpeted grass, and those kids got up there and they pedaled on in front of this crowd, and I tell you what, Natalie just rose to the occasion. It was like when she took off, it was just a blur, and that day she walked away, she took all comers and she won. It made her say, ah, this is my competition now. Following year, this is the third year running, believe it was 2006, she was excited. It wasn't like she trained for this, but she certainly did, again, talk about it, think about it. And when we got to the fair, the tractor competition was not on the schedule. We searched, we talked to people, yeah, we may have it, we may not. It was unclear what was going on, lots of confusion. Well, it turns out that those tractors were much loved by the local kids during the off season, and they were now in parts and pieces, and that competition was not held. Natalie was crushed. I know, this is the worst fair ever, at least for 45 minutes, and things shifted again. Natalie was crushed because she knew she could dominate. She wanted to be the champion. She wanted to be the undisputed champion. I guess I want everyone to know that in this brief moment in time, in this footnote on Southeast Alaska State Fair history, in the pedal John Deere tractor competition, that my daughter Natalie Cosgrove, she owned it.
That story was from Tom Cosgrove. KHNS will have more fair stories in the days leading up to the main event. The Klukwan Community Library is carrying out an initiative to preserve the stories of tribal members. Chilkat Stories, Our Village, Our Lives aims to capture the experiences of Klukwan residents of all ages by creating audio recordings of their stories. KHNS spoke with Klukwan librarian Jamie Katzik to learn how the series is preserving Tlingit heritage and passing on knowledge to the next generation. Chilkat Indian Village started the Chilkat Stories project in 2017 with the help of a grant from the Institute of Museum and Library Services. Katzik says a needs-based assessment of the community found that people wanted to know more about what life used to be like in Klukwan.
That's just what they want to know, like how did the elders grow up? What do they remember about how Klukwan used to be?
The process is straightforward. Katsik sits down with tribal members and creates audio recordings of their stories about life in Klukwan.
We just want to help increase knowledge about and the interest in our Tlingit heritage. So it's just asking people to pass on information about their life experiences. And it's just explaining about things that happen in Klukwan, just for people that don't have an idea of what it's like to live in a small village.
The purpose of the project is to document and preserve the experiences of elders and tribal members before those stories are lost. Katsik has focused on preserving Tlingit culture through much of her work. Last year, the Klukwan Library received the Guardians of Culture and Lifeways Outstanding Projects Award for a film she produced about traditional food gathering practices in the Chilkat Valley.
The younger generations are kind of not necessarily learning all of the subsistence activities that people used to do in the village. So we wanted to document the process. Some people didn't know how to make dried fish, and some people don't know how to butcher a moose, seal hunting, stuff like that. So it was just, they were meant to be like how-to videos so that people could learn skills so that the traditional skill isn't lost.
Fred Strong, one of the tribal members featured in the film, passed away unexpectedly shortly after sharing his expertise for the project. His knowledge of subsistence fishing is accessible to future generations through the films, which are available at the Klukwan and Haines libraries. The Chilkat Stories recordings will be saved in the tribe's archival collection. Participants will also receive a copy of their recordings on a disc. Some of the recorded stories will be edited for broadcast on KHNS. However, this is entirely optional for participants. Katsik says she will continue to collect stories until next summer. She encourages people to share their experiences, no matter what kind of story it may be.
Every story matters, is what I've been telling people. It doesn't matter if, maybe it's something that they would like their great-grandchildren to know about, you know, what they did or what they experienced. So it's helping people preserve stuff, because traditionally Tlingit knowledge was passed down orally, so we're just helping that.
To participate in the project, tribal members can contact the Klukwan Library. Katsik will help coordinate a time to meet up and record stories. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.